Avodah Zarah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah is Moisif over here. Hanahogois, or relationships that are also to have with Goyim, because of Hashchosois, bad Midois, or worse, that are found. Now, it's possible, some of this was written into Lashonis or Rishonim because of the censor. Talking about Evke Chavim, talking about Goyim. There were different Gersois. There's a lot of heavy editing and censorship, because a lot of the halachas over here, we understand very well. We're going to have halachas where Chazal put into place safeguards to make sure that Yidden and Goyim don't mingle. And we understand how important that is in today's workplace, in today's crazy world culture, the Hashchosa. But hundreds of years ago, for that to be halacha psuka in the Gemaras, in the Paiskim, so what they had was a Loshen instead of Goyim, Nochrim, they had Akum. Akum is a Rosh Tevis. Oivikachov Mazolis. Similar by the Christians, it was not Nitvas that we're talking about them. We're talking about superstitious, bloodthirsty savages from thousands of years ago. And it has nothing to do with some of the Rishonim even wrote that in, that some of the halachas are taken not negea by cultures. We discussed in the previous perek, where there's a concept that there's a culture of Goyim, where their Yom Edom is just a cultural thing. It's not really a religious thing. So things do change, and these halachas are subject to change. But the concepts behind them are not. Here the Mishnah tells us something that sounds extreme. One cannot put an animal to stay in a barn, a stable of a Goy. Because a goy is nechshad on revi as behema, to be boiled behema, which sounds beyond. Avada the arayis that a goy, the shev mitzvah neinoich, includes every type of relationship which is not the normal al ki yaz vishes ishtoi v'davak b'ishtoi v'ayilu boso echot. So avada that would be included. So meli can be machshel. V'loy tisyachir isha imohen. A woman should not be nisyachid with a goyim. They should cheshudin al harayis. They're cheshudin al harayis. This lechayra, this asurs yichud with a goy, the same way there's yichud with a man. So the Mishnah of yichud, what we call the sugi of yichud, which is a crucial and very, very important halacha, and being nichshol or being lax in the halachas of yichud is a surefire way to create problems, Rachman al-Tzlan. It's heard in every community. Where there's kulis and yichud, there's going to be, Rachman al-Tzlan, there's going to be stories. But that's lechayr by Yidden. So it's clear by the Gemara the Rav brings, and we're not talking over here that there's a kula and yichud with a goy more than Yisrael, and the Mishnah has the same nesh reshud mal arayis. What we're talking about over here is in a case where there would not be yichud with a yid. We're talking over here, you have a goy, whose wife is with him. The sugi in the end of Kedushin says that if a yid's wife is with him in the same place, so you're allowed to be nisyachid with that man. You have an appointment with a doctor and his wife is around. You're certainly about to be nisyachid with the man. The woman's a Yiddish woman's allowed to be nisyachid. Why? Neshi ishtem ishamartoi. That nekud of ishtem ishamartoi, we only say by yid, not by a goy. Similarly, the goy won't be afraid to do anything untoward, even if his wife is there with him. V'lo yisyachid odom imohem, neshe chashud nal shvichas domim. A Yiddish man shouldn't be nisyachid with a goy, because the goy could always slit his throat. Chash nal shvichas domim. Again, sounds very extreme. What we do have over here is clearly the Mishnah is telling us that there's more level of chash legabe a goy. Hein on avodah zarah, hein on gilui arayis, hein on shvichas domim. The avodah zarah we had in the parak before. And over here we have an arayis and shvichas dom. It's interesting because the Gemara says that avada with a yid is not shoshes, even though there is yichud, but avada not with a behemah, not in with a zocher, not a crazy type of story. And the reason for that, the Gemara says, is because a yid, the yetzahara is a yetzahara, but lamaisa, the hashchosa that lies at the heart of the human personality was nekar from Klal Yisrael, that comes from the chet of Adam Rishon. And when Klal Yisrael stood by Maimon HaSinai, they were poskuzu amosam. The real Roshim of the Chet of the Nochash HaKadmoini stopped, even though Lamaisa Uchaytu Bechet HaEgel, but Lamaisa, there's still, a Yid is naturally more refined. It's on a whole different level when it comes to a Yid. Mashen came by a Goy, there's no Paskuz HaMasa. As they state in the Gemara, Biyachas to this Mishnah. Now the Mishnah goes weiter. Bas Yisroel lo tiyale desayvedes kechovim, neshem yaledes ben lavay dezora. A Yiddish woman should not be a midwife for a Goy, because you bring a child into the world, it's going to serve Avod Zorah. This is certainly a hot spot when it comes to a medical world. So here's one of the places where you would have to say that's only on Ovid Kechovim. Might see for the Rav, the Rishonim, based on the Gemara, Tosfot brings Barichus, that this is only where he's doing with a Bas Yisrael as a midwife for free. Not to, she's allowed to have a paid job. She's allowed to work. She's allowed to be a medical professional. What about being an EMT volunteer and going on calls and saving Goyish lives? You're saving lives for Avodah Zarah, for the Sitra Acha. You're not allowed to do it. If you'd be mafas in this, all of Klai Yisrael would be in trouble. So here's where we have a famous halacha of Eva. Eva means that with is going to be a problem. In our society, if we're not chos al nafshom, then memela that goes into pekuach nefashos of us taking care of our tzibur, of our communities. This halach of eva is what gives a heter to atzola to respond when they get a call from a goy. Enough goyim have the secret out that when you call the regular local ambulance, when you call 911, you're going to get a much schwacher, more delayed response than when you call atzola. They call atzola. And what could Atzal do? They have to go. That's the only way to be able to be available for us. It's mutter to have a Goyish midwife deliver a Yiddish baby. Why? Why don't we say that the Yiddish baby is choshur, is at the mercy of a Goyish midwife who might strangle him? And the answer is, since people are coming and going, there's a certain level of fear in the midwife doing something wrong, so maybe she won't do it. Bas Yisrael leitonik b'nosh levedes kechovim. A Yiddish woman should not nurse the child of a goy. Again, you megadol the child lavoy dezor. It's wrong. Av levedes kechovim menika b'nosh Yisrael is birshusa. The main nekuda, the mission over here, is that there's no chash of shvichas dom because it's being done in the baby's, the Yiddish baby's house. The famous kasha the Rishonim ask is for to feed a Yiddish child, a baby, from a Goyish woman, l'chor is cholov tmeya, because the cholov is a product of treif for food that she eats. So Rishonim amaz barichus, that's not so. The milk is transformed, even though milk obviously comes from the food she eats. We don't look at it as having the status of treifus. Moshe Rabbeinu yadua, that Moshe Rabbeinu refused to nurse from a Goyish menekes, because that was the pesha also the dabe mashchina, but that's not meikar adin. That's a maila of Moshe Rabbeinu. But for a Yiddish woman, all this time that avad lechatchila is that it's not the best source. It is only b'makom sakana. That's mutter. Mishnah base. Misrapim mehem ripoy momoin. One is allowed to use a goyish veterinarian. Ripoy momoin means a doctor who heals property. Today we'd call it a mechanic. Then we were talking about ripoy of a behema. Avaloi ripoy nefashois. To use a goyish surgeon, again, we don't trust because they could be lax when it comes to Eden. Again, the place can have talking about this. You're not allowed to go to a goyish surgeon, so we're not talking about zman hazeh, and we're not talking about whether a goy has a professional reputation to protect. We're talking about in a society where it was ish bein of yasa, ish katoy bein of yasa. And you have a goy, and he's the local goyish, whatever type of medicine they had, and you're going to trust that a goy is going to be miyaker a Yiddish life. Therefore, now that's wrong to give yourself over to goyish hands, to goyish trust. Ve'in mistaprim behem b'chol mokoyim. There's also something which l'chor not negair today, that not to take a haircut from them. Why? Because he gets slit his throat, he's holding onto a razor, and the client is sitting over there in the barber's chair. So, Melech, don't set yourself up at the mercy of a goy divrei Melech. Chamayim b'shus harab muter, b'shus harab. People come, no chash that the goy is going to slit his throat. Avaloi b'nei l'veinoi, not when it's in private.